and dividing even the soul and the spirit asunder. This word of God is sharp. And the word of a prophet is a weapon. And he makes war with his weapon. And his words go out and, ow, ooh, they're sharp. But that's what they're supposed to do. I'm making war. When I speak, you know, I write some letters to people in which I speak some very harsh things on oraclesofgod.org, right? And I say some things that are pretty harsh, sharp. And some people don't like it. And some people have accused me. You know, oh, how can you say such things? I'm making war. Not with carnal weapons. I'm not going to go out and punch them in the face. Though sometimes I feel like they could use a punch in the face. But I know that wouldn't work. And that's not how we war, according to Christ. But I walk in the flesh, denying the flesh. We do mighty warfares through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Whether they be strongholds of sin, strongholds of false doctrine, strongholds of wickedness, strongholds of whatever manner of ungodliness and worldly lust that need to be pulled down. You know, it's like some of the work I do online. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to pull down a stronghold. I'm trying to burn down a ministry. You know, I don't talk about my studies, but yeah, that's right. I got a mighty weapon in my mouth and in my pen, same thing. It's the word of God. I have a mighty weapon. And when I use it, I will cut and I will slice and I will pierce through their hearts. And if not their hearts, the ones who are listening. Because the word of God goes out and it pierces many hearts. And some, being past feeling, they feel nothing, they think nothing, but it's not for them. I don't fight the enemy on behalf of the enemy, though I pray for my enemies that they might be converted to my side. When they see the victory we have, maybe they would be persuaded to come over to our side and fight with us. Yes, I'm for that. But when I fight the enemy, my main concern are the people standing by, the people who are unarmed, the people who are not fighting me, but whom the enemy is trying to take captive. The people who the enemy are trying to deceive with their lying doctrines and their false Christianity. They want to bring it to people. Oh, you've got to hear this guy, they say. Oh, listen, this is how it is in the Word of God. Lie. And I come forth, no. It is not, right? With the word of truth, speaking the truth against those who speak untruth, sharp, pierce, take them down, take the ministry down. I cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We will bring it down. We'll bring it all down and burn it all down. I don't have a problem with that. Amen. I'm ready to revenge. Lord, fulfill my obedience that I can revenge. And this is what it says. You got to have a readiness to revenge disobedience. Now, that does not mean according to the flesh. That's what I mean. See, people mistake. They say, well, gee, oh, this is revenge. You're sinning. No. No, no, no. When he says revenge not yourself, what he means is turn the other cheek. They hit you with the carnal weapons, you don't strike back with carnal weapons. You strike back with spiritual weapons. You know, he says, if your enemy's hungry, feed him, because you'll heap full coals of fire on his head. And he deserves it. And plus, there's hope in it. That's what I like about our warfare, because we do defeat our enemies, but there is also hope that they could hear. If I kill someone with a carnal weapon, there's no hope. All I've done is just, infidel, stick, dead. What's good? What good is that? I look like a beast to those who I'm defending. Meaning the bystanders. And to those I fight against, my enemies, I've just shown them how much I hate them. I killed them. But if God wills it, you know, he could, if God wills it, he could send fire against his enemies and devour them. So, in lieu of that, we make war with spiritual weapons. Not carnal weapons, not according to the carnal warfare, but according to the warfare of God. And people, oh, I want to hear about spiritual warfare. I always remember people always wanted, ooh, that sounds exciting, you know. And I tell you, it is exciting. Well, a lot of people don't have the stomach for it. Because to do spiritual warfare, you got to get out there. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to sit there and pray. I mean, that's part of it, prayer. But you take the, but prayer is not your sword. It's not even your shield. Prayer is just always. You always pray. You know, I'm talking about Ephesians 6. They turn, that's the funny thing is, there's spiritual warfare, right? And every time they portray it in their cheesy movies and books, it's always, we pray, and the angels go and fly, and they go and do the, and they get a telegram from God that says, okay, they prayed, so now you can do this, blah, blah, blah. What a bunch of nonsense. The weapons of our warfare are the word of God in our hands, the shield of faith in our arm, and the armor, the helmet, and all the pieces. They are all weapons that go on us. Prayer isn't your weapon, though I'm not meaning to dismiss it. I'm just saying they turn that, oh, it's all just prayer. No, you take the word of God and you stick him in the gut with it. The enemy. Now, that does not mean, like I said, you don't use language that you will regret. You have to use wisdom. You have to, and I tell you, if you make war without the Spirit, because it is the sword of the Spirit, you will make mistakes and hurt people to your own detriment. Not to God. But let us be wise in when we do things. Right? Make sure, you know, you don't just go out. I mean, not everyone is an enemy. Some people treat the Word of God, sword, like everyone around them is an enemy, and they just try to stick everybody with it. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that's wrong. You got to understand enemy from a non-combatant. You don't whip out your sword and stick a non-combatant. You know? There's no collateral damage in this war. We're not trying to hurt people just for the sake of hurting them. Right? Say something mean, say something cruel, say something of the word just to get a reaction. Careful. But we cast down imaginations. And I use those stick 'em and all that. I don't mean that you're just harsh with everything. All I mean is that someone comes to you with some imagination. Oh, did you hear? You know, the Jews are the sons of the devil. You come against that with the word of God.